Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We are here to make you money.
How do you say that?
How do you know that?
Five simple words,
that's impossible,
Mr. Michaels,
to know.
Back up the Brinks truck.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fast stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast tags. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what the hell just happened? Okay, my name is Tony Cavallo. I'm with Dangles. I'm with Schaefer the Sharp. We are the West Coast Gamblers, proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network, yada, yada, yada. I want to start off this show with a list of things I should have spent my money on rather than the NCAA tournament. Number one, a pair of nice blue jeans. Number two, a gym membership. Number three, a premium account on Tinder. Number four, a premium account on OnlyFans. Number five,
Tony,
a large carrot cake.
Yeah, wait a minute.
No. Like, talk more about your OnlyFans page. No,
I'm done.
What's offered on your OnlyFans page?
Anything. Anything at all. Anything to make the money back that I lost these last 2 days. Because I'm not lying to you. If you listen to this show, you know how bad I did on the bets I gave out to our listeners that we supposedly make you money on. In real life, I did just as bad. The only bet I won this weekend was my alma mater, Syracuse, whipping the shit out of San Diego State. Thank God for Buddy Boeheim. But I have to say, Texas was in my final. And they just got their asses kicked by a team I can't pronounce and or name and or locate on the United States map. Dangles, you were the only one to have a winning record on this show. Drew,
woo!
You somehow drank enough Trulies to make for you to forget all the bets that you lost the past 2 days. What is going on? I never want to watch college basketball ever again. And saying that, I love the board for the round of 32. I love it. I do. I absolutely adore it. There's 17
guys,
bets I want to give out right now.
What a shit show. No, what a shit show of a board. Actually, hold on. I'm going to grab my master right here. Let's talk about some of the names that are in this fucking second round. Just to go back over the weekend that we've been through so far. You mentioned Abilene Christian University in Texas. We've got
Who are they?
Indeed, they're a very small school in Abilene, Texas. We've got Ohio, the Bobcats from Athens, Ohio, a 13 seed. They're in. We've got Oregon coming through on a no contest after several players on Virginia Commonwealth tested positive for COVID. We've got the Mean Green of North Texas.
That's
get
Drew's
up,
favorite team. That
get
is
up
Drew's
Denton,
favorite
Texas.
Team, the North
oh,
Texas
get
Mean
me
Green.
Started on the Mean Green. They're so nice. Go North Texas.
Get up Mean Green. Get up Denton, Texas. You are in the second round of the tournament. We have Oral Roberts, a.k.a. Oral Bob.
Oral Bob.
The Golden Eagles, a 15 seed upsetting Ohio State. Sister Jean is still dancing. Syracuse upsets
fucking
the Aztecs. Cannot get rid of Sister Jean. Syracuse's 2-3 defense looks as good as I have ever seen it. Buddy Boeheim shot the lights out. And Rutgers rolls over Clemson. Guys, we've got a hell of a second round here. I cannot wait for these games.
And what we are going to do on this podcast right now, in the middle of the night, we are going to give you the lines and give you some picks to make your money back in the round of 32. Schaefer the Sharp, what do you have for me? You're excited already. Do you want to make picks or do you have something to say?
I got something very quickly to say. Can I just say that I just made the best live bet of my life? Can I talk about it?
Please go for it.
Okay, so my friend is a good friend of the pod, Mikey Slater. He told me, he goes, hey, Drew, on Fox Bet right now, Abilene Christian moneyline is +320. So I was like, wow, that seems like a good bet. So I bet Abilene Christian +320. And then I saw Texas +1.5 on the line. So do the math, Tony Squares and Dangles. If Texas loses by 1 point, I win all the money. And guess what? I win all the Lucky Charms, and I'm eating cereal for the rest of my life.
Schaefer the Sharp, he has had as many liquids that come in a can as Texas had turnovers today. He's enjoying himself right
now. The only thing, hey, but also I want to say to listeners, I'm transparent. I bet the only over I bet all fucking tournament was Abilene Christian, Texas, over 138. The only thing worse than Texas's offense is Shaka Smart's hair. Holy shit, was that ugly.
I should not be speaking on people who have bad hair, but oh my God, Shaka, take care of it. Figure it out. Rick Pitino has better hair than Shaka Smart. But we're here.
Tony, don't do yourself discredit. You have excellent hair.
No, I agree with Tony. He shouldn't be telling anybody what their hair looks
like.
In
the middle of the night, Drew has two beers in front of him. We've each had an enjoyable past 2 days, except for me. I've been drinking in anger. But we are here now to try and make some money in the future for the round of 32 because these games start right back up tomorrow. So we hope you get this podcast early enough for you to make some money on it because I know I love the board. Dangles is excited about it. Drew, I have no idea what his mind is on it, but I know he's going to put his money out there. I will say, Drew, before we move on, another thing that caught a trend, and we should have found this earlier, those first half unders. With the first half unders that first day, they won 13 out of the 16 matchups. Did the first half unders continue to have success today? Is that something we should be looking at in the round of 32?
It was really incredible. You know, I noticed like halfway through the first day, the unders were hitting at a rapid pace. And I believe the unders today, I want to say, I mean, definitely over half, but It's something to definitely look at tomorrow. It's just amazing, though. These teams are really, really struggling to put the ball in the freaking hole.
They're nervous. They're nervous.
They can't score in the first half.
Yeah, they're nervous. They're a little tepid. There's no crowd to cheer them on except for those two UCLA bros that the camera will not stop cutting to. I love that UCLA moved on because they won me some money, but God damn it, I hate those two guys in the crowd. But Dangles, I think it's time to start to get to bets. I tasked each of us to come up with three bets for the round of 32. We're going to go to the only guy who had a winning record in the first round, and that's Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio. Do you have three lines for us? Do you have three picks for us to try and make you money?
I can certainly try. That's what I've been doing thus far, and it seems to have worked out pretty well for me. I hit both of my totals. I got my money line on Norfolk State, and I also got the spread UCSB against Creighton. Sad that that didn't shake out in my favor in the bracket as well. But hey,
you and me,
I will take it. Well, guys, you know I like Florida State a lot. I haven't made any bones about that on this podcast. They're a long team. They shoot the ball well. Leonard Hamilton is a very good coach. They didn't win by as much as I thought they would over UNC Greensboro, which gives me a little bit of pause as they head in against a Colorado team who put up a lot of points on, granted, Georgetown, who sucks always, and I'm so glad that they lost. But going into this, I was looking at this game, and I originally was looking at the money line, and then I thought to myself, the spread for this is only -1, and I have to pay a little bit less to get the spread. And if the spread's only -1, you can't win a game by a half a point, so why not pay a little bit less money, get the spread, which is essentially the money line at this point, because I think Florida State wins outright. So that's my first bet, Florida State -1 against Colorado at -109. I'm also going to go back to Syracuse here. I love betting on Syracuse. I've been betting well on them. I'm going to take a total here. I'm going the under in this game. 147.5 is where this line right now. That's a big number for these two teams. They know each other well. Even though West Virginia is now in the Big 12, these two squads know each other very, very well from their days in the Big East. Boeheim and Bob Huggins know each other very, very well. These two teams play good defense. The Syracuse zone looked as good as I've ever seen it against San Diego State. As I mentioned earlier in the pod, they were just incredible. San Diego State, a very good shooting team, was just suffocated all night long. I think 147.5 is a big number for these two teams.
It is a big number, Dangles, but you know, you hit the Syracuse over. They actually got an over in that match, and it was because of Buddy Boeheim getting another 30 points. Are you saying, you telling me that you might not think Syracuse wins, but you think that the offense will be a detriment to our viewing experience?
I think they still do win. I just think it's a lower scoring game. I think you're seeing a game in the 60s here, in the mid 60s at the end of it. That's really all I see here. It's not so much that I don't see Syracuse winning. I have them going on in my bracket to the Sweet 16. Now you can call me a homer. I love how we play in March. We are always
they looked good against San Diego State, and Boeheim is 5-1. 1-1 against Bob Huggins in his career. Syracuse is 34-16 against West Virginia.
Yeah, so I like those numbers a lot. So that's my second bet, Syracuse, West Virginia, under 147.5. As a side note, I was also looking a little bit at the lead after first half. Syracuse to lead after the first half against West Virginia, it's plus 125. I might sprinkle just a little bit on that as well. And then you've got my last bet is Rutgers plus 9 against Houston. Look, I know Houston's a very good team. I know they are, but they don't play in a huge conference. Rutgers is a good defensive team. I think 9 points is a big number again for this game. So I'm going to hop on the train here and get Rutgers plus 9 against Houston.
I love it. I love it, Dangles. And I'll go before Schaefer the Sharp goes because I want to save him for last. He seems to be the cherry on top. And we'll see if the whole entire podcast falls apart once we allow him to talk again. But let me give you my three bets for the round of 32. As I said, I love this board. There's a lot of things I like, but you're also talking to the world's worst NCAA gambler at this moment. Not a good run for Tony Turney, but we're coming back. We're coming back. We made it through. All you got to do is survive and advance. Right, Dangles? It's all about surviving and advancing. And we have advanced to the round of 32. And I'm going to give you guys a game, a take, that's going to hit immediately. You're going to start off your day with a win. The first game of the day is Illinois versus Sister Jean. And Illinois is the wagon that we all thought they were. Cockburn is a killer. And I am excited to see this team take on Sister Jean, a team that almost lost to a weakened Georgia Tech team. They were missing their best player, and they still almost beat Loyola. So Illinois right now is favored by 7 points. That's a big number for a 1-8 matchup, but
I love it, Tony. I love it.
The next game on the docket is Baylor versus Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin wiped the floor with UNC, as I kind of thought they did. UNC is not a very good team. Baylor is, however. And the spread on that right now is 6.5. Another big number. It's a 1-9 matchup. These are two big school teams. They could compete with each other. There are athletes on both sides. What I'm going to give you right now is an even money 5-point tease with the two favorites. Take Illinois down to 2, take Baylor down to 1.5. They're going to win these games. They're going to move on to the Sweet 16. These teams are built to survive in advance, and that's all they got to do in these games in this tease. A 5-point tease to start our day. Illinois minus 2, Baylor minus 1.5. Even money tease to start it, move it on. The next take, the next gamble. I'm not taking LSU. As much as I want to see, and as much as I believe LSU will beat Michigan, I don't think Michigan's that strong. LSU looked as strong as I thought they were in the game they played, and that number's really nice. It's plus 5 right now. I'm not going to take it because I don't want to make Drew cry. It's late in the night. I want to make sure he has happy dreams when he goes to bed. Instead, I'm going to go to my other favorite team in that region, Iowa.
I'll have happy dreams.
Iowa looked as strong as possible in their game. They let the team come back. They let that shitty team come back, but their offense was on fire. And you know what else I noticed, Dangles? You said in the beginning that Oregon didn't play. They got a free advance. They did not play in the first round. They are coming in fresh. And what we noticed in the 2-11 seeds that played in the first four, they came out hot in the first half. The teams that hadn't played came out dull. We're seeing that again in this Iowa matchup. Iowa just played a game. Oregon is coming in on fresh legs. They're going to be tepid. They're going to be doing the first half under jitters that we saw all the past 2 days. So I'm taking Iowa in the first half at minus 2. I think they come out and they go into halftime with at least a 2-point lead or more. That's my second best bet, Iowa first half minus 2. And my best bet, guys, David McCormick is back. He's the reason the Groves brothers didn't take down the Rock Chalk Jayhawks. The Groves brothers played the best they've ever played. I don't think the big guy missed a shot from the three-point line. Big brother, skinny brother, didn't matter. They were shooting the lights out of the gym. You know who can't do that? The Mobley brothers. And you know who has the size to stop Evan Mobley? David McCormick, who looked exactly the way he was looking before he went out with COVID. I loved that Kansas team before they got hit by COVID. The only reason I didn't have them winning their bracket was because of the COVID problems they have. But if this McCormick kid looks as fresh as a daisy, this Kansas team, in a pick'em against USC, is going to the Sweet 16. My third bet of the day, Kansas pick'em over USC. Goodbye, Trojans. I'll see you later. Enjoy Southern California. It's time for Rock Chalk Jayhawk to move on to the second weekend. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Schaefer the Sharp, what do you got?
Tony Squares and Dangles, I appreciate you for bringing the noise this early morning on Sunday, which is the Lord's Day, the Sabbath. I am going to bring you picks that are specifically for Sunday. And Tony Squares, I agree with your Illinois take. I agree. We've been, you know, Dangles, I have talked about Sister Jean and how maybe she might be overrated in the media sphere. However, I saw something in Loyola. I think that they are interesting, to say the least. And I kind of like Faden Tony Turney right now. I am 16-16-2, all documented. Like, literally, I am the 500 better. You can't get more than 500 than Shea for the Sharp. You know, that's not sharp, but it's 500. So I'm just going to take Loyola plus 7. Let's make it easy. I'm just going to take Loyola plus 7 with the points against the Illini. Listen, Sister Jean, she's going to be jamming. She's going to be eating her applesauce. You know, she's going to have her, she's going to be at the scores table. So I like Loyola of Chicago in the Battle of Illinois plus 7.
Sorry to interrupt you, Shea for the Sharp, but Dangles, I think this is what happened. I think Shea for the Sharp went to Mass after our last podcast, and he went to the confessional, and he said, this is what I said about Sister Jean on the last podcast. And the pastor sat there and said, okay, we're not going to tell you to do Hail Marys. We're not going to tell you to do Our Fathers. Instead, you're going to have to put your money on Loyola in the round of 32. That sounds like what happened, because there's no reasoning. The Drew I know would never bet on Loyola.
If that's the case, I'd like to talk to Drew about where he's what kind of worship sessions he's attending, because any pastor who's going to give you or priest who's going to give you a penance as a bet, that's a guy whose congregation I want to be part of.
And that's why you guys are better friends than podcast partners, because you know me too well. Second bet. Okay, so I'm going to a straight pick him now. I didn't really understand this line, and it's probably for a reason, but I have Arkansas in my Final Four. I don't understand why they're underdogs against a subpar Texas Tech team. I just don't understand. I don't get it. And I know the line there is, I know the line is there for a reason, but I don't believe it. And I refuse to believe it. So my second bet, which will be tomorrow on the Lord's Day, the Sabbath, will be Arkansas. Woo, suey. I'm just going to take him to win straight up. I think the money line is minus 105. Let's take Arkansas minus 105.
Woo,
so we
pig
have
suey.
We have Loyola plus 7. We have Arkansas money line minus 105. And here's my last pick, and I'm going to make this quick.
Please.
So you guys know that I went on a podcast and I gave out about 13 losers, and one of them included North Texas. And I went on another podcast and I gave out about 500 winners and 500 losers, but one of my losers was North Texas. So tomorrow, Villanova is minus 5.5 against North Texas. And guess what I'm doing? I'm fading North Texas. If this fucking team doesn't fucking come through for me one goddamn time, oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind. No, please, Villanova, just one minus 5.5. Minus 5.5, please, please, Villanova, please. For my self-esteem, for my confidence, for my mental health, Villanova, minus 5.5. Please cover against North Texas, please. Please, that's all I gotta say.
Break him. I think it might break him if they don't cover.
I dislike the Mean Green very, very much. I dislike them very much, and they're minus 5.5.
Denton, Texas, stand up.
All I want them to do, all I want Villanova to do, is cover. I love Jay Wright. You know, I said, people, don't put Winthrop through the brackets. You know, I had that. So my last bet, it's all tomorrow on the Sabbath. Villanova minus 5.5. Lay it, Schaefer the Sharp. Let's go minus 5.5. Come on. Come on, let's beat the Mean Green. Let's cover, please, one time.
And we thank you for listening in on the round of 32 handicaps from the West Coast Gamblers. We have a big interview coming.
Can I just add one real quick thing on the Mean Green, that if you didn't want to make you bet, that if you didn't want to bet on them, you may now. Do you want to know who happens to be maybe their most famous alumnus of all time? Just a guy by the name of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, no, Drew. 316 is in the house. All right, so for the West Coast gamblers, we had Dangles. Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio with Florida State minus one. The Q's under at 147.5 and Rutgers plus nine versus Houston. We had Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston with Sister Jean plus seven, Arkansas in a pick'em, and Nova the Please God Please at minus 5.5. And your host is Tony Cavallo, who had Illinois and Baylor in a 5-point tease, Iowa first half minus two, and Kansas in a pick'em versus USC. We have the biggest guest that this show has ever had coming on the episode this week. So please keep your ears to the ground, because it's a hell of an interview we gave, and we're just going to be making money. That's what we do here at the West Coast Gamblers. We make you money. Please God, let Tony Turney survive another 2 days. Thank you for listening.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fast stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast tag. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag. West Coast, West Coast, West Coast, West Coast, Coast. Who you betting on? Always on black, fast stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast tag. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Up deep in the pocket, goes down the field for Smith. Oh, he caught it! Smith, touchdown, 85 yards.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Ready to up your game and learn more about the thrilling world of sports betting? Introducing Double Down with Breslow, the ultimate podcast about the business of sports gambling. Join me, James Breslow, and a long list of expert guests as we dive into the art and science of the sports betting industry. Evolving regulations, technology enhancements, and the meteoric rise in the number of players makes this sector the fastest growing and most intriguing in the world. Unlock the business secrets from many of the industry's most recognizable C-suite executives, including famous odds makers and influencers. Every episode of Double Down with Breslow is packed with insider tips, deeply skilled analysis, and in-depth discussions. Don't miss out on the ultimate resource for mastering the business of sports betting. Listen to Double Down with Breslow on the Evergreen Podcast Network or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's Double Down with Breslow, the business of sports betting podcast.